Welcome back to the Green Front, and today's program is focusing on what is new on the Green Front in terms of ecotourism, sustainable travel. We figured this is a good time of year, with summer just a couple months away, to sort of get you in that mode of thinking with folks looking to not only be more ecologically friendly, hopefully, as they travel, at least listeners to the Green Front, but also perhaps trying to save some money, at least make those dollars go farther. We wanted to check in with a pioneer who has really done something unique, and that is created a much greener version of the AAA, but much more than just an automobile club. They offer many services that are just on the cutting edge. Mitch Roski has been on my programs over the years. It's always a pleasure to welcome him because he is truly a pioneer. Welcome to the Green Front, Mitch.
Betsy, how old does a pioneer have to be?
Let's see. The gray is showing today, so I think that may be part of the definition, but not entirely. You've been around enough in this business. At least you started Better World Club about 7 years ago, was it, to know that things have really, you know, arrived in terms of green consciousness. You started the Better World Club because, go back and tell us what inspired this.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. We started the Better World Club because we've been involved with socially responsible business, really, our entire careers, and the entire career in the environmental community came to me in the late 90s and said, hey, can you help us out with AAA? Because we fight them all the time. They're part of the highway lobby. Most people don't know that, but can you help us out? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to help. But at the same time, maybe we should be competing with AAA. And we started looking into it and thought there was an opportunity. And so we launched Better World Club, in, like you just mentioned, in 2002. To be a greener and, we hope, cooler alternative to AAA, certainly offering the same kind of roadside assistance that they offer, but then really being nothing like them. Not only is our policy agenda completely different, but we give 1% of our gross to environmental, to our gross revenue to environmental cleanup and advocacy. We're the first travel company to offer carbon offsets. We have the nation's only bicycle roadside assistance program. We discount our membership fees for alternative fuel vehicles. So you can see the kinds of things that we're doing to try to. The whole travel area is just a great one for people who are consumer and environmentally oriented. And not only do we have the same kinds of hotel and car rental discounts that the other auto clubs have, but we also have special discounts on green travel and green lodging.
That's all great, and I want to talk a little bit more about the services you offer in a minute, but just I want to go back to the beginning and ask you how you overcame the challenges in sort of marketing yourself as an alternative, you know, a greener version of AAA without getting too negative and exposing what a lot of people didn't know, which was that they lobbied against a lot of green initiatives like the Clean Air Act and supporting, you know, funding for mass transit, also bike paths, and also greenhouse gas regulations. How do you sort of dance around that without, you know, missing an opportunity to really educate people?
Well, that's a great question because it is very tricky, and we do walk that line. The first thing that we try to do is to say, hey, you know, we try to be a corporation that has a human face, not the standard kind of distant business face. Anybody who's familiar with our e-newsletter, Kicking Asphalt, knows that we don't sound like other corporations. We're trying to relate to our members in a very, very different way. The most interesting thing, or one of the most interesting things about AAA, is, like you said, here they have this huge policy agenda, and yet they virtually never tell their members what they're doing, what they're lobbying on, or what their positions are. Of course, we're exactly the opposite. I mean, we lobby as much through our members as we do directly, and through Kicking Asphalt and our other e-newsletter, Driving Change. We let members know exactly what's going on. But as you say, I mean, we do try to educate people as to what AAA has done and what their policy positions are. But while at the same time, you know, we're just not about the negative, obviously. We have our own policy agenda. We have our own services. And we are looking to appeal to people who can appreciate them.
And I love your lighter side. And Kicking Asphalt is a great name for what I guess has been dubbed the onion of corporate newsletters. Why is it important to amuse people, especially when we're talking about, you know, environmental issues, which can be, let's face it, pretty dark?
Well, we're trying to relate to people. And one way to relate to people is to relate to them on you know, at their sense of humor as well as on their sense of caring. Hopefully we do it with good taste. Hopefully we let people know how important things are. But we believe a sense of irony is, you know, some people say to me, well, you know, isn't that sarcastic? And I say, no, sarcastic is when you repeat something with an attitude. And that's certainly not what the humor in Kicking Asphalt is about. Rather, what we're doing is just trying to contrast what is with what should be. And fortunately, we get, like you've indicated, a great response for it.
Well, that's what I like to think we're doing with these programs that I've been doing over the years is talk about where we are, where we could be, and the gap, the green gap in there, sometimes laugh about because we're laughing at ourselves and some of our short-sightedness as a culture, as a society. But we have grown a lot, even since I last interviewed you a couple of years ago as a country. How has that affected demand for your services? Are you finding that people just get it and are finding you more? How much outreach and advertising do you have to do to let people know about you?
Well, we definitely need to do. I mean, our problem is when we launched, we did not have a large marketing budget. We've never had the kind of marketing budget that would basically brand us with everyone, and it's a real shame. It means we've had to do things that are, I wouldn't say guerrilla, but we have to be quite creative in how we market. But having said that, there's no doubt. I mean, our timing was very good. I was having a discussion with another entrepreneur for a while ago and we both agreed that you were much better off being too late with an idea than you were being too early. Because if you were too early with an idea, you were almost certainly going out of business.
I understand that. I've been on the brink myself.
Yeah, exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And fortunately, our timing was turned out to be exactly right. You know, it's kind of it's funny almost in of itself because we were supposed to launch earlier. The way that this business works is that there are a few national towing networks and you contract with a bunch of them, and you don't have to literally go out and sign up towers one by one, although we do some of that as well. The one of the networks that we were talking to a couple years before we launched, we had an agreement with, and then they were forced to step away from it because they had just been acquired by GE Capital, and GE Capital froze any contracts they had, they couldn't go through. We ended up, it took us another 2 years to put everything together, and yet that timing may very well have been better than if we had launched earlier.
Okay, speaking of timing, what if someone's listening, they say, gee, I've never heard of Better World Club, I'd like to end my membership with AAA when it expires and start using them, but I don't want to be waiting for service, roadside service, for hours and hours, because surely they must be slower since they're a smaller company. You can't compete with the 70th largest company, is it, in America?
Right, AAA is roughly the 70th largest company in America. But in fact...
What about that timing issue?
Well, I'm really glad you raised that too, because in fact... our goal is to get to you within 30 minutes if you're in an urban area, within an hour if you're in a rural area. Our average time of arrival is 42 minutes. That compares absolutely with AAA. And what most people don't know is, and we learned this only from talking to the service providers, the towers themselves, AAA pays the least, from what we understand, of any of the networks. The towers actually are not big fans of AAA. And therefore, normally there's not a huge amount of conflict. You know, it's not like a tower has 10 calls waiting when you make arrangements with them to help a member. However, as they've told us, hey, if there's a snowstorm in New England, we pick the AAA people up last, not first.
Interesting, because that's when it matters most. You know, if you just ran out of gas and it's a beautiful sunny day, okay, I don't mind waiting an extra half hour, but if it is one of those, you know, inclement weather days and you're late to work, it can make a difference.
Oh, absolutely, and there's no question. We stress customer service completely. If any of your members want to check us out, they can go to, there's a consumer rating service called Sustain Lane, which is both a green and consumer rating service. And if you go check us out, look up Better World, do a search for Better World Club there. Last time I looked, we had a rating of 95%. I think nearly 60 people who had been members of ours had given us a rating, and it was 95% or even a bit more, which in our industry is just great.
Okay. Okay, now let's go a little bit more directly to our topic of this program, which is green travel, ecotourism. What kind of services do you provide members there?
Well, first of all, in travel, as I mentioned earlier, we provide the host standard kind of hotel and rental car discounts, but we certainly provide special green discounts in both areas. Now, one of the great tragedies of the past few months and probably of the economic downturn is that EV Rental Car, a rental car company that specialized in hybrid rental cars, has apparently gone out of business. So we had a special arrangement with them. But another factor in their going out of business is probably that the major car rental companies are offering more and more hybrids. So we have an arrangement with a Budget Rental Car, for example, and with Avis, and with a number of the major companies, where you can have a free weekend or 10% off, 10% discount on other discounts. So we are always promoting hybrid rental cars as much as we can, and as I said, there are discounts on them. At the same time, in the eco travel area, there are any number of travel agencies that specialize in green travel. If you go to our site, Better World Club, go to Travel, our Travel Cool program, and look under eco tours, eco travel. You should be able to see a whole list of people. I mean, a couple that I would mention to you are Yellow Bear Journeys, which is out of Olympia, Washington, and it allows you to go to their site and make contact with them and help arrange for an eco tour, something of your own choosing, something that you can customize with them. Our members do get a 10% off on their tours, but whether you're a member or not, they are somebody that you should check out. And the other another agency that I think your listeners would be interested in is Gutsy Women Travel. Gutsy Women Travel is a travel agency by women for women. Now, it's not limited to women, but they will also customize tours. They have very interesting tours. And people
Gutsy Women Travel, I bet they do have interesting
And so you should... We certainly encourage people to check them out as well. We also have adventure tours. We have tours of Central America where you can actually volunteer and help the people there out. There are all kinds of interesting tours that you can find and travel that you can find on our website.
Great. And that website, again, we're just about to wrap up, Mitch, is?
www.betterworldclub.com.
Mitch Roski, thanks for all the great green work you're doing and for being an eco-pioneer in your own area. And good luck going forward. I hope things just continue to expand and improve.
And same back at you, Betsy.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Mitch Roski. He is the president and co-founder of Better World Club. Check them out. When we come back, we're going to be checking in with our friend John Robert Marshall. He's going to be talking about how to transform environmental rhetoric into environmental results. And then we're going to go back to our green travel theme with Leilani Latimer. She is the director of sustainability initiatives with Sabre Holdings. They are the ones that run Travelocity. Find out about their green travel directory right after these messages.